On Fridays, we review what the nation's movie critics are saying about new releases. Here's Slate's Marshall Heyman with his summary judgment.
Both major releases this week allow many critics to bring out their sharpest knives and tongues. The first is Geely, starring Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Let me tell you something.
In every relationship, there's a bull and a cow. I'm the bull. You're the cow. You got that?
Yeah, I got it. Bull cow.
The Wall Street Journal calls it the worst movie of our allegedly young century, although the web magazine Salon assures us that it's, quote, not a train wreck, not the crime against humanity it's been rumored to be. It's merely bad. But the New York Times says Geely has a special badness all its own, as the two stars utter some of the lamest dialogue ever committed to film. As for the on-screen chemistry of this off-screen Hollywood couple, the Charlotte Observer jabs, it's like rubbing together pieces of plastic to make a fire. But it's not entirely the actor's fault. Overrun with too many retarded boy jokes and pointless random details, this movie would stink even without its big-ticket stars, according to the LA Times. At least one critic, however, finds this turkey tasty. Rene Rodriguez writes in the Miami Herald, it's hard to hate a movie in which Affleck delivers a long soliloquy explaining why the penis is the center of the sexual universe, and Lopez dismisses it as nothing more than a long toe. The other big release of the week is American Wedding, the third in the series of gross-out comedies that began with American Pie.
Jim's getting married.
Do you have the slightest idea of how important this is?
We get to have a bachelor party.
This is awesome!
The Los Angeles Times calls this the least funny in the series, and here's hoping the last. The movie shows that John Waters-inspired bad taste is so democratized that, quote, the sight of a guy eating dog feces no longer inspires shock. The Chicago Tribune gives the filmmakers a little more credit in that they, quote, seem to be trying to extend the story logically. And LA Weekly says the big gags are a product of carefully crescendoing farce and superb comic timing. Most critics single out actor Sean William Scott, who demonstrates Jim Carrey-like talent as the sex-obsessed Stifler. He's shameless, sickening, and disgusting, writes Dessen Howe in the Washington Post, and quote, naturally, I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Yes, how nice. Marshall Heyman writes the summary judgment column for Slate. You're listening to Day to Day from NPR News in Los Angeles.